Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis of our meditation for this morning is the gospel lesson. You may be seated. The focus of our meditation this day will be on the words of our Lord Jesus when he said that he had come to fulfill all righteousness. The baptism of Jesus marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, despite some protestations from John. He was baptized in order to place himself under God's wrath and to put himself under God's judgment. And he did that in order to take our place. As Jesus was baptized there in the Jordan River, he was actively taking part in the process of, as he said, fulfilling all righteousness. We heard the rest of that gospel lesson where at his baptism, Jesus was anointed as the Messiah, as the Christ by the Holy Spirit, certainly with God the Father's approval. And Jesus, as he stood there in the Jordan, was baptized there in our place. And he took our place so that he could, as the scripture says, fulfill all righteousness. The process of fulfilling all righteousness was a difficult one. In order to fulfill all righteousness, Jesus not only had to be baptized, but he also had to overcome all temptation. And so immediately following this text is the temptation of our Lord Jesus Christ in the wilderness by the master tempter, Satan. Jesus voluntarily went there into the wilderness and confronted his chief adversary. And there he overcame all the temptation that Satan could muster against the Son of the living God. And it was here in the wilderness that our Savior fulfilled all righteousness. Jesus also fulfilled all righteousness by entering Jerusalem in order to be lifted up on the cross for us. This too was a voluntary act on the part of our Savior. No one forced him to make that journey into the city of Jerusalem. He could have continued preaching and teaching in the countryside, far away from the city. But in order to fulfill all righteousness, Jesus went to Jerusalem, knowing that he would be crucified there. Jesus also fulfilled all righteousness by entering the tomb in order to be raised from the dead for us. Jesus voluntarily went through the gate of death and the grave, thereby opening for us the way to life eternal. His resurrection victory is our resurrection victory. And just as Christ has been raised from the grave, so we too shall rise. Jesus' baptism begins his public ministry to bring salvation to the world by fulfilling all righteousness. Had Jesus not passed through the gate of death and the grave, that gate would still be closed to us, and it is open only because of his substitutionary death for us. As the psalmist wrote in Psalm 118, "Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter." Because Jesus fulfilled all righteousness, heaven's gates are open. And as we celebrate this season of Epiphany, you and I know that the gates of heaven are open to all people who call upon the name of the Lord, those who worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. We now have access to the throne of grace. We have free access to the Father. We can appeal directly to the Creator of the universe. We can, without fear, approach him who has all authority and all power. We do so because Jesus has fulfilled all righteousness. Therefore, let us approach our God with all boldness this morning as we present ourselves before him and receive the precious body and blood of him who has fulfilled all righteousness, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.